RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Death of Stalin, now playing in area theaters.
Do not run to the theaters because it is hysterical. Do not run because it is a world-class satire, probably closer to the truth than we would be comfortable imagining. Ditch work, skip class, and leave your children at home unsupervised to see The Death of Stalin because it was banned in Russia. Vladimir himself knows this is most likely how the General Secretariat operated upon the demise of the Man of Steel, and wants to do away with it like an ex-spy living on British soil. Director and co-writer Armando Iannucci is a master of cinematic satire. He brought us In the Loop, one of the funniest films of the past 10 years, and created Veep, the pinnacle of TV satire. Take a true subject and then bend, twist, and exaggerate it until it becomes ridiculous. Those really are the only ingredients for effective satire. Moving on from the hallways of the United Nations and the White House into the Kremlin, Iannucci shows us what the power struggle may have been like post-Stalin in 1953. What happens when someone who personally terrorized a country for so long suddenly keels over? This is a totalitarian state, where you can barely breathe and your name could appear on a list for exile or execution any day. Stalin actually died because of his own terror. Nobody knocked on his door to check on him, because death to the man who interrupts the dictator. Even the idea of calling for a doctor is risky, because all the good doctors were shipped off to Siberia after the entire medical profession was accused of plotting to assassinate Stalin. Therefore, the only doctors left are bad doctors. Would they get in trouble for sending for a bad doctor? You can see how these situations are perfect for mocking the Central Committee. Iannucci creates frenzy in an already hysterical world. He also throws in costume drama, casts the most inappropriate actors imaginable to play some of history's most ruthless and despicable men, and keeps the comedy rolling while balancing the drama hiding just behind the curtain. Set in 1953, The Death of Stalin could be speaking to our times. Filmed back in 2016, before America's current political mockumentary, the film morphs from a this-happened spirit to a don't-let-this-happen-again warning. Following the political machinations in the 10 days or so after Stalin's death, we witness the funeral and the key grudge match, Nikita Khrushchev versus Lavrenty Beria. Beria, played by Simon Russell Beale, was Stalin's chief torturer, and made the daily execution and gulag lists. The new leader, Georgi Malenkov, played by Jeffrey Tambor, is so weak-kneed and spineless, nobody worries about overthrowing him yet. Based on a French graphic novel, The Death of Stalin will educate most of the audience on how the Soviet system worked in the early 50s. Every vote in committee had to be unanimous. Everybody was terrified of accidentally saying the wrong thing. Khrushchev, played by Steve Buscemi, tells his wife everything he said during the day, so they could strategize in the morning about which jokes Stalin did not laugh at, and what worked. This is not the most obvious subject for a comedy, but Iannucci is so adept at showing us the absurdity of the Soviet elite. The material kills. His challenge is to not let the comedy undermine the seriousness of what was actually going on. When the real thing is too absurd, he keeps it in check. Take Foreign Minister Vyacheslav Molotov, played by Michael Palin, for example. Molotov was so wedded to the party line that when the party line changes every half hour, he changes all he believes in as well. At first, Stalin was right to order the execution of his wife. After being so glad to see her alive again, he continues to rail against her treachery, while embracing her. Back to the casting. Could there be a more inappropriate actor to play Khrushchev than Buscemi? He keeps his nasal New York accent, while the rest of the cast keeps their native brogues. General Zhukov, hero of World War II and vanquisher of Germany, played by Jason Isaacs, has a Yorkshire accent. Perhaps this is what really gets under Putin's skin. Zhukov is revered as a deity in Russia. Nobody today writes and directs power and incompetence better than Armando Iannucci. He cleverly weaves comedy and tragedy together as if tying his shoelaces. Everyone is an idiot. Everyone is utterly useless. Every decision should be unanimous, but nobody knows what the decision should be. Its uncanny echoes to 2018 are startling, But the enjoyment is pure. The Death of Stalin is this decade's new gold standard in satire. That is why I give The Death of Stalin 4 out of 4 stars.
The Death of Stalin is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, AMC Sundial 20 in downtown St. Petersburg, AMC Woodland Square 20, Cinebistro at Hyde Park, AMC Veterans 24, Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20, and AMC Bradenton 20. Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.